Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I hope everyone's doing well this morning. I certainly am, drinking some coffee here on the porch of my cabin in the trees behind the house, listening to Western Swing and other things. How about this good music? Sets the stage for some good outdoor talk, I think. You know, if you listened last week, we were talking about an air rifle hog hunt that we went on. And I simply didn't have enough time to give you all the details that I wanted to on how this hunt unfolded. Down there with at the Buck and Bass Ranch is not a commercial ranch, but that's the name of a ranch my buddy Jeff Rice has. Lots and lots of wild hogs. He keeps the corn feeders going, and the hogs keep coming out of that Sabine Bottoms down there, you know. But Tun Jones and Cameron with Air Force Air Guns was there. We were shooting the Texan carbines, which were shorter version of the Texan. I really do like the carbine. I like the long version too, but this thing's a lot easier to maneuver in the woods and for the kind of hunting that I do. I've got a 45 caliber and I shoot a big old bullet, 350 grain bullet by Hunter's Supply. We killed three hogs. I think I told you about that last week. But we were set up. You've heard me talk about, hunting hogs at night. That's about the only time, the hogs come out. You have to kind of hunt them at night some way. Well, I've used the Photon XT for the last year and a half, I guess. Killed a bunch of hogs with it too. But it's by sight mark, you know, but now there's a Photon RT. It's the new and improved model of the Photon, and it has sound. It's got a camera built in. Just a heck of a unit, to put it frankly. I mean, the Photon XT, I thought, and I still love that one. I'm not going to give it up, but the Photon RT is just a refined version of the XT, I believe, would be a good way to describe it. But we were using those, and then we had a Pulsar monocular, the Helion, H-E-L-I-O-N. It's this was really my first time to actually use the thermal night vision. The Helion is a thermal unit, monocular. In other words, it's not a rifle scope. It's just used for sighting and looking at night. And you can see, gosh, the hogs that came in lit up white. You know, you could see a mouse in the woods with these things. They are awesome. But so we were geared up to hunt at night. Now, Jeff was hunting with Tun Jones, and they had, I've seen in my life one hog as big as the hog they videoed. They didn't get it. Didn't get the hog, but they got some awesome video of one boar. Honestly, folks, if that thing didn't weigh 400 pounds, you hear a lot about big hogs. But I reviewed the video, and the next morning I went and we tried to track it and see if we could get a shot at it. But we never did track it that far. It had hooves, tracks in the mud as big as a half-grown calf. I mean, never seen hog tracks or a hog that, maybe I've seen one hog that big in my years of hog hunting. But we did manage to kill three what we'll call eater hogs. I shot a sow that's probably, 140 pounds, and I've already had some barbecue and made some bratwurst sausage out of some of that, some awesome flavored meat. We had a good time back at camp. We cooked a bunch of well, actually, I had brought some barbecued pork that I'd cooked and brought that with potato salad and camp beans. We ate really, really well. So that was kind of a recap of how the hunt unfolded. Tun and Cameron went back with a cooler full of fresh pork. I bet those guys are enjoying some pork chops and barbecue as we speak. I want to tell you how much I enjoy visiting with you each week, folks. And I want to remind you, if you want to, there's more radio that we do, and you can actually read my weekly newspaper columns that I write for a bunch of newspapers. Go to catfishradio.org, and you can check it all out. Have a good week. What do you say we get back to Western Swing and other things? Listen to some more good music. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.